Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNRadio.com/Behind the Badge.
Extremely local news now, and Jen Sabella from Black Club Chicago. We'll start with good news for animal lovers. Hi, Jen.
Good morning, Bob. Hi. Yeah, up on the far north side in Westridge, Treehouse Humane Society, they've actually been helping particularly cats for years. They help with feral cats and affordable, they help with adoptions for cats. And now they are expanding this huge facility they opened last year, and they're adding a low-cost vet center. And this is, like, meant to finish their, you know, whole holistic approach to animal welfare up on the north side. The idea is people drop their animals at shelters when they can't afford them anymore. And sometimes they just can't afford to get them fixed or can't afford to get them a pretty basic procedure that would help them if they're sick. So this place is going to offer veterinary care at a very low cost for people who are specifically on government assistance or people who are working at other shelters. So if you're running a shelter and you have a lot of people dropping off pets, you'd be able to go here and get those pets treated so you can adopt them out to people. This is in addition to their cat cafe where you can go, and it's actually reopening after being closed for COVID, and meet some cats that are up for adoption.
That's good news. 7225 Northwestern, right?
Yes.
And yesterday we were talking about the ArcLight Theaters closing up in Lincoln Park and also Glenview. So I'm happy that we can talk about a theater. This is a drive-in that's actually opening.
Yes, this drive-in, and I remember us talking about it when it opened over the summer or last spring. This was basically like a plan to save this soccer facility in Pilsen. So they usually had, you know, youth leagues and different intramural leagues playing in their soccer facility. But with all sports shut down because of the pandemic, they had to lay off all of their workers, all their referees, everyone who worked concessions. And they had this idea to open up their parking lot and build this huge screen, and it actually saved the whole facility. So they were able to get everybody who worked at Chi-Town Football back to work, helping direct traffic, bringing food to cars, and they're going to keep this drive-in theater going. It's at 2343 South Troop Street, and you can go, and I've actually been to a couple movies there. It's really cool. They give you a menu, and you can order food, and they'll deliver it to your car, and it's really COVID-friendly, and they have different themed movie weekends and double features. It's really neat. They have an actual halfway to Halloween drive-in coming up in early May, which is some scary movies if you're into that. But now that the turfs are open, they kind of have an extra revenue thing going on with the drive-in next door, and then they have some of the sports open back inside the facility.
Good news, and for more on that and all the stories, including some good news about the Bronzeville Winery, which is set to open on South Cottage Grove, go to blockclubchicago.org. Jen Sabella, thank you. Have a great day.
Thanks so much, Bob. You too.